full world.
Blog Talk Radio.
Whoever said you couldn't make it is a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is dream it, have some heart, take a try. Ever since I was a kid, I had a passion to be fly. And I never was afraid to look a nigga in his eye. I am on a mission, so every day I'm in the zone. Ever since I was a kid, I was in the mind zone. From having big dreams with the beans, with the chrome, I just had to keep the patience if I wanna get it on. But the king was impatient, so it took me out my zone, causing me to be depressed and also moving back home. My mama just cried, cause I wasn't myself. I didn't need no help, wanted to help myself, but that shit only hurt me, causing me to go fever. Mentally a dark world, I'm faced with the Grand Reaper. My mama said, no, I ain't with this mess. She took the king to get help, and that was the best step. I'm a undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm a undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm a undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm a undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm a undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm a undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm a undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm a undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I was faced with the demons, but them demons pump fear, causing me to be shook. Man, I couldn't even stare. All I wanted to do was just sit in the corner. Was afraid of the world, so mentally in the coma. Would not even speak, cause I felt they was against me. Would not even eat. Man, the king was so skinny, but I felt something bigger on the greater inside. Man, that feeling in me might have saved my life. I wanted to be great, so I started facing fears, but it really did hurt me. It was so many tears. I stuck my chest out and moved through the stormy weather. It cannot keep worse, it can only get better. Now look at me now, 11 years going strong. Now you can't tell me that I don't deserve the throne. I picked up this pen and hoping not to save a life. The first time you fail, do it again, you get it right. I'm a undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm a undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm a undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm a undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm a undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm a undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm a undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm a undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm a undefeated.
I'm a undefeated king. Shout out to my city, Rochester, New York. Stand up.
I'm a undefeated.
Seattle. How I feel.
I'm undefeated.
Yeah. What it do, ladies and gentlemen? It's your man, King Kush. Money in a building, man. This is another dope episode of the Control Room, where you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. You know, we have a lot of fun playing out with dope independent artists globally from all over the world, such as that young brother right there. Who was that? King Kush Money, man, with Undefeated King. That's a dope track right there. Y'all can find that track on iTunes, Amazon Music, everywhere, man. Just Google the man King Kush Money, and you will definitely be able to find him. Yes, indeed. Once again, man, I got another dope independent artist. I mean, come on, man. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player, hooking your boy up, man. Shout out to G-Web, man, California, man, stand up. Shout out to my guy. We chopped it up, man, a few times. He got some dope music, quality music. That's one thing I admire about artists, when they put the quality behind the craft. I'm all about quality over quantity. That's always been my motto. So salute to this brother right here. As a matter of fact, G-Web, you in the building?
What's going on? What's happening?
Hey, what's up, brother, man? Introduce yourself to the world.
What's going on, King Kush? Thanks for having me on. Shout out to Boss Player, man. Homie's had my back for some years now. Shout out to the world or whoever's listening. Hope you're blessed, and hope you get some positivity out of some of the music that's coming your way. It's definitely God-based and surrounded in positivity and positive light, man. Come on, my name is G Webb. My real name is Greg Webb, G Webb Stook, and I'm right here for the get down tonight, baby, on your beautiful radio show, representing Los Angeles, California, baby. What's up?
Yes, sir. What's up? Is in the building, man. Yes, indeed, man. Shout out to my guy, man. We chopped it up the first night. We chopped it up. I mean, I swear, man, it was like. We knew each other, man. We probably spoke probably for about an hour, man. And it was just like nonstop. And the only reason why we got off the phone is because I had to go. Otherwise, we would have still been on the phone chopping it up, man. It was just like that, man, just talking about music and just about life, man, about everything else, man. So, why don't you give the people your social media, man, how they can follow you?
Yeah, yeah. Another shout out to For the Record Radio, man. I'm glad you're feeding the independent artists out there, especially after these crazy times with the lockdowns and everything, and we're getting back up again, man. Shout out to the control room, man. Hopefully we got some. We don't get out of control, you know. Well, right now you can find me on CD Baby. You go to cdbaby.com. I got some hard copies there in the store. You can find me on Reverb Nation. You can find me on iHeartRadio. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Vivo. I don't know if you guys know about Vivo. If you have the Vivo app, you can find a couple of my joints on there. You can find me on Amazon Music. You can find me on, I think that's pretty much all. You can find me on Spotify. I'm on Spotify. Pretty much anywhere where there's online internet sales, I found that I'm there, man. So, but those are the main ones right there, man.
I got a question for you, man. Do they have this song right here on the internet? Let me check this out. Hold on.
I feel like a lonely man as I walk this lane, but I know that I'm not alone, though. I know that I got...
Do they got that track? Why don't you, before you introduce your track to the world, man, let them know where they can find that track, and then go ahead and introduce your track to the world, man, let them know.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, King Kush, you can find that entire album with that track on YouTube. The album is called Greg Webb, My Road, and that particular track right there, if you just want it for a download or singles or whatever, you can get it off of Amazon. You can get it off Spotify. It's there. The entire album actually is on Spotify and Amazon Music, bro, and CD Baby and Reverb Nation.
Wow, you heard it, man. Your callers, don't hang up. Stay right there. We're going to get right to y'all. Let's get it.
I feel like a lonely man as I walk this lane, but I know that I'm not alone, though. I know that I got a fan as he grabs my hand and he guides me through the storm, bro. And every time I want to die, I look up to the sky and sigh. Can't live a lie.
No. Cover your face with shades. Go with these masquerades. Go ahead and dance your life. Playing all these games you play. One day you're gonna slip and fall like the ice to pay. And know those tears you cry. Oh, gonna wash that mask away. Merry go round, go round. Hear the cries all around. See the faces and down. You know they're upside down. This is American dream. Hidden the Hollywood thing. You can sparkle and gleam. Is it really your dream?
What could you dream? Dancing with the devil, we know we got. We got
Two devils by the horns and I'm holding on. I got the grip on God, one hell of a ride. Through the darkness all the way into the light. You best to get a rock and know what you're playing with. I hope your armor down, ready for the abyss. We got soldiers round the globe raising up their fists. And you should know by now that y'all looking pretty pissed. You can't take it no more, they want a bloody gun.
Kingfish Money is back in the building. I got my guy G-Web right here. Another dope episode of The Control Room. Appreciate everybody, all my supporters, all for the record supporters, all of G-Web supporters, everybody for tuning in. Thank y'all. I really appreciate it, man. Salute. Let's get it, man. Right here, G-Web is in the building, man. Yo, G-Web, man, what was the vibe like with that track right there, man? That right, oh, man, makes me want to get up out my seat.
And man, when I wrote that song, it was just kind of like, you know, at the time when the world was just a little bit crazy to me with all the Hollywood scene and the glitz and glamour and you know, razzle dazzle, and I just wanted to you know, I just felt like a lot of things in the industry back then when I wrote, was getting ready to write that track, or what inspired me to write that track was because I felt there was a lot of fakeness out there, and there was a lot of shadiness going on out there. So I wanted to really make a track that was going to touch the people spiritually and spiritually remove some scales from their spiritual eyes to try to shed a little light and some darkness that's going on. Around the world at that time, you know, and I really felt that, you know, that when I got with my producer, the guy who produced this entire album, his name was is Todd Collazo, and he did a really good job with the theatrics of it. You know, you feel things are bouncing around, and that's what makes you want to kind of move, you know. And I talk about, you know, like the Rocky Horror Show back in the day. They used to do it a lot back in the 80s and 90s. They had this thing called the Rocky Horror Show. And, you know, everybody would dress up as weird people, like, you know, wearing, like, almost like Halloween, like masks and stuff, you know. So I wanted to present to the world, like, you know, a lot of these people in the world are rolling fake. You know, they put a mask on that they're smiling and they're happy and it's all sunshine and roses. And then when you remove that mask, when no one's looking, they're actually sad and crying, and they're crying out for help, you know, deep down inside. So it's kind of like in the Latin street type era over here, it's smile now, cry later, where you got the clown faces. A lot of the homeboys are, you know, the G's out here running the Latin cholos or whatever you wish they want to, you know, you call them. Those two faces right there are actually. It's really deep, those two clown faces, because, you know, one smiling, you smile now and you cry later. There was a R&B song made, you know, they smile in your face, you know what I mean? And, they stab you in the back. You know what I mean? So of course, I really wanted to point out the shadiness of what's really going on in the world at that time.
Man, well, we really appreciate that track, man. I definitely got a chance to hear some of your songs as well, man. And, you know, before we jump into that, man, because we can go on and on, we got some callers on deck. Yo, I'm hearing the lines is lit right now, man. Thank y'all, all y'all, man, that's calling in right now. The support is real, man. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into our first caller of tonight. Your first caller, state your name is and where you from. It's King Kush Money with G-Web on the control. Whoa.
Yo, what up with it? You already know. If you don't know who it is, it's that boy for show, Mr. Boss motherfucking player himself.
Ooh-wee! Boss player in the building! What up, big bro?
What up, what up, what up? What's cracking? What's happening, y'all? What's up, control room? Fly Gaza, King Kush, and my boy G-Wizzle. Where Wizzle up in this fizzle? What's happening with y'all?
What's going on, Big BP? How you doing, baby? Much love for the plug, baby. Much love for the connects. I appreciate the grind you do for your boy, man. Much love out always, 100.
Man, it's all love all the time, man. No doubt. It's all gravity. I ain't even tripping, man. I just do what I do for the people that's real with me. That's it. That's all. That's all it is.
And we really appreciate that over here, man. Yeah. We really appreciate that over here, man. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely there, man. You know what I'm saying? And always dropping them jewels, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you an OG. So, you know what I'm saying? All we do, I sit back and I listen and I cuff them. I pick them up, man, as you drop them, man. So, you know, anything you want to let the world know, man, the flow is yours, bro. Big bro.
Oh, man. Well, I just, you talking to me or him? Which one? Because I got confused.
I'm talking to Mr. Boss Player.
okay. Yes. Nah, it's basically, man, I'm just here representing, you know what I'm saying, showing love when I can and always do, when I'm able to. But right now, I'm just chilling, man, making things happen and pop for the people that really need that real shit and other than that bullshit all the time. So, you know, I just try to keep it coming and keep it going with the game, man. But I ain't going to take up too much of y'all time. I know y'all rocking in and I'm listening, but I just like to get one of my tracks played and y'all continue on doing y'all thizzle with it.
Oh man, and whenever you're ready to control the room, man, the floor is yours. Oh yeah, you did. Oh yeah, that's right. 421, right?
Yeah, 421, man.
I bet
my shit'll be dropping. I got a single coming out called Nothing to Lose on all major platforms on 421. And for those who missed my first interview here, I will be here next week. Y'all can tune in and make sure y'all go out there and get that good music. And that's all, because I try to keep the good music going with the real artists out here that's doing the damn thing in the game of what we do. And that's just what it is.
Yeah. Already, man.
So,
is there any questions that you have? I mean, because I know you already know, you know what I'm saying, G-Web, but is there anything that you want to let him know? Or
it's just basically, you know, this guy right here, man, honest opinion and no bullshit, is a special artist, man, in a certain type of way. Not to take away from any others, but he's kind of special. Not saying, like, retarded or nothing like that, no. I'm saying special.
Thanks,
the music is different. The music is different. The message is different. Well, the message is way real than what I hear used to. So in saying, when I first encountered him, I forgot. It's been a minute, but I forgot how we even met. I think we met through some mutual friend, but I heard him play some shit or do some shit. And when I heard it, I was like, you know what? This is a different type of sound and style. And that... He has it's a market for that, even though it got the rock and roll in it. But really, having nobody put no rap to no rock and roll except but Run DMC, of course, and maybe a couple other people. But it wasn't a real big hit type of thing. So when I said I heard it, I was like, yeah, I like what he's kicking. So, and I could see the energy coming off of him because he'll start dry. But after he finished his set, he's like soaking wet, like he did a 45-minute concert. He only did one song. So that's how I know the energy that he has, he's serious about what he's trying to get the people to understand and hear and know. And that's a difference from certain people that do performances with certain things. Man, they just, some artists just get on there and do their little thing and, you know, wave bye and go home. Well, this guy... He's giving you everything that these independent artist or major artist for to give you and giving you a show, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's going to give you that whole flavor of what it is that he's giving to you. And that's just basically it, man, for right now.
Man, that's good real artist. Talk.
Hey, I want to say,
I'll tell you one thing.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I just want to say this. If he was whack and he was with the bullshit, I wouldn't be talking to him today. That's real talk. Not to just because we know each other, nothing like that. I just don't do that bullshit music. I don't. He knows that.
Callers, don't hang up. Stay right there. Callers, we're going to get right to y'all. Man, right now we're going to jump into Mr. Boss Player. You know what I'm saying? One of his dope anthems right here on the control room. I want to appreciate this brother right here, man, for definitely, man, hooking me up, you know what I'm saying, and being there for these dope independent artists as well at the same time, man. So let's get it right here, the control room. Team Tish Money, baby, let's go.
Real talk, wanna be your light since the night starts. I can see you all screaming. him to kill the fuck. And it's a fact, you're gonna get fed like a pussy sucking down the Similac. I'm smooth like a Cadillac. I came with a message of peace and love to bring God's order back. The flesh of man don't know where I'm from. I did my dirt and done had my fun. I fought the law, but the war won. And now I'm out in the streets with the sun down. The flesh of man don't know where I'm from. I did my dirt and done had my fun. I fought the law, but the war won. And now I'm out in the streets with the sun down. There's a war that's going down very soon. I'm in the army of God. We gon' die for the truth. Before we leave, we invading like Coon B. We planting seeds globally. World will be blind, will they choose not to see? Mind sets effects or cataracts spiritually. If I were you, I would start training physically. Get on your knees and start praying for the enemies. Pray for the blood of Christ to double up your life. Clean up all your mess and start living right. You will begin to see, and eventually the world will start to see. When they start bringing up together teams, yes, it's gonna happen sooner than later. We're the salt of the earth, we are the flavor. We will have no fear, the time is at hand. We're sporting for a metal gear, we welcome guests here, yeah.
I'm praying for the Lord, I'm praying for this world.
The flesh of man don't know where I'm from. I did my duty and done had my fun. I fought the law, but the law won. And now I'm out in the streets with the sun down. The flesh of man don't know where I'm from. I did my duty and done had.
Yo, my bad, ladies and gentlemen. King Kush Money in the building, man, having a little technical difficulties. Caller, stay right there. Don't hang up. The lines are lit right now, man. We want to appreciate all the supporters for calling in. We might have to go into overtime. I don't know. That's up and fly, guys. We'll see what the boss man is saying. But, yo, G-Web is in the building, man. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player. Dope track. Shout out to G-Web. Dope track, right? G-Web, I got one question, brother.
What's
good?
What
inspires you to, you know, like, to come up with these beats? Because you got, like, a rock and roll kind of beat, but then your flow delivery is like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Just like a dope MC, you know what I'm saying? So to have those two, you know what I'm saying, come together, like, genres, put together, because that's something that I've always wanted to mix. I love the sound of rock and roll and hip-hop together. There's nothing like that magic. There's nothing like that magic right there, man. So for you to actually do that, man, I follow you, man, because it really can't be done, because I'm an artist. And who inspires you to put this together?
Well, number one, I have some people, classic rock, inspiration, and I also had a wife of mine that used to tell me I should get into the rock thing, because she felt that I had a more dominant voice of doing maybe some more rock and roll type stuff with like live bands, and so she kind of pushed me like in that. But you know, I only knew hip hop producers and rap producers, so. Finally, the guy that produced this album right here, My Road, the two tracks you've played so far, he was like, yo, you know what, man? We need to experiment and get you on some more rockish type vibe, man, some more guitar, some cymbals and some, percussion and some, something that rocks and hits, kind of like, make some anthem type songs. you know? And right. I was like, you know what? I'm with that, man, because, you know, I really come from a rock-based era, man. You know, I used to listen to a lot of classic rock, and I had a show with Paul Mash the other day. I kind of, you know, put it down on, you know, how I came from classic rock, you know, story about my childhood, how I grew up. So I listened to a lot of music that kind of got me out of, you know, it kind of, you know, was orthopedic to me, if you will. So
therapeutic. Definitely. Music
Orthopedic, however, call it potato, mm-hmm. potato. Anyway, so the situation being, I know all my people are laughing their gazoobies off right now. But listen, so my thing was, is when I had the rock type stuff, it filled me with like a lot of, you know, like, yeah, I wanted to release, you know, just kind of come out and, you know, and just kind of like, you know, yell at the mic. And then you had the rap type stuff that I loved, like, you know, the old schools and, you know, Pac, Biggie, you know, rest in peace, DMX. There was one I didn't mention on the show with Paul Mash the other day too, was Onyx. Have you ever seen Onyx perform live back in the day? Boy, man, you know that slam, you know, man, it's just like, you know, that just brought pure energy, man. Right. DMX, Onyx, just sweating, pure energy, man. So I kind of wanted to mix, you know, that kind of caught me. They made me feel like they were like a rock rap back then, those guys, you know. And then I started listening to, like, you know, Limp Bizkit. And I started listening to, the Beastie Boys and stuff like that. So that's when that really started. I was like, man, I wish I could do stuff like that. That right there is just energetic. It's in your face. It just brings, more importantly, it just brings energy. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, yeah. I wanted to make sure, number one, no matter what I do, there ain't no more pure energy than the energy of God. So I wanted to make sure whenever I left anything on any track or I left any show before I was done, you knew that I was representing. You can call him Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You can call him whatever you want to call him. I call him Jesus Christ. That's my Lord and Savior, and that's who I represent when I'm on stage. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to make sure that the energy I brought was going to be, number one, God-based, and number two, it was going to be something that was going to wake up the people, not only just physically but spiritually as well, and get a good message out of it.
Real talk, man. You know, definitely God is, you know, is the ultimate energy base, you know. That's, you know what I'm saying, once you pray to him and talk to you, to the man above, and you go ahead and do whatever you're going to do, you know what I'm saying? You're just going to liven up the place, you know? No matter what it is, man. So, yeah, right now, man, we're going to jump into some more callers, man. Shout out to my guy right here, man. You got a beautiful story right here, man. So let's jump into another caller. Your next caller, state your name is and where you from. Wow, we got a lot of callers. Let's get it right here, the control room. Next caller, state your name is and where you from.
Yo, what's up, it's your boy D, Devin Devilino, you know, one of the main callers, every night.
Devilino, what's up, brother? Dev, man, go ahead.
Hey.
I want to let you know, man, I got a special guest in the house tonight, man. He goes by the name of G-Webb, man, definitely a dope poet. Right here on the show, man. So introduce yourself, man. Talk to the man, and then go ahead and do your thing.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely been, you know, I definitely was tuning in, definitely was listening. You know, I was here since the show started tonight, and yeah, I like what I heard. He got some good stuff. He got some good music. That's how I started off too, and doing poetry at first, you know, and then eventually my poetry turned into music, and then eventually I started doing battle rap too. You know, it was like the next level kept coming out the next level. So yeah, like kudos to him. Keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing. Much respect. You know, I'm gonna keep tuning in. Keep checking you out. Everything, you know, yeah. Don't ever stop either. Trust me. Yeah. Go for your goals, man.
Much love, man. I appreciate the love, my boy.
Definitely. So let me see. A couple of shout outs. Let me see. Go ahead. What's up?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, go ahead, shout outs and do your thing. I mean, you know how you do it, man. Just, you know, 7 days a week,
okay.
His brother call, and he spits nothing but fire, flame. So, you know, this is the control room. Let's get it.
All right, all right. Shout out to, Flop, my boy Gaza as well. You know, shout out to Roger. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to For the Record Radio. Shout out to my boy Haiti. Shout out to Angelo as well. Scarface Low, Awoken Dreams, Gorilla Outlaws, Gorilla Gang, and also, of course, I can't forget Gorilla Warzone. That's my battle rap group as well that I run. You know, we actually a league, and we got an event coming up June 7th. That's going to be fire. Everybody's going to be there June 7th. We get in the venue this week. Flyer about to be done. We already got all the battles done on the card, so everything gonna be announced. That flyer is gonna drop soon, and yeah, it's that's gonna be crazy. We you know, later on we putting together something else as well in August. Another comeback card for us is gonna be Kings versus Queens as well. That's being put together, you know, as well too, as we speak too. So. This just our year, you know. We got shows coming up too. We don't just battle; we do music too. So, yeah. Let me see. All right, I guess I'll let some other callers come on. But before I do that, you know, I'm gonna drop these bars. They was wondering what the kid really had. They was wondering, could I really bring it back? They thought I fell off. Well, I told them, get lost. I told them they ain't going to go far. Eyes closed, blindfold. That means I don't see them at all because I'm on my Ray Charles. Damn, I guess I was gifted, which means I'm going to get them uplifted. Mama said, show them your vision. So, of course, I'm going to show them, get in with it. We're going to take a ride. Of course, we're going to go up real high. I'm a bird, so, of course, we're going to fly. Yep, I already said I was like the sun because I come out every day and I shine. Hip-hop should have already been mine. I ain't worried about shine, sight, getting signed. I ain't worried about doing that. I was on the hustle. I was on the grind. I already lost my mind 1,000 times. Now I'm coming back, and I'm going to get back rapping, bring hip-hop where it's supposed to be. Oh, my goodness, like it was old to me. Yep, of course, I'm going to get my duckies in the lane. I'm going to do a guarantee they ain't going to be the same. They going to wonder who to blame. They going to wonder what's his name. Yep, and I ain't on no David Blaine, but I'm taking it over. I got more kicks than Luke Kane. Goddamn, the kid is insane. Hip, no counterpart, because there's nobody carrying me. Yep, I've been a shark. I do it all. I work out on these songs real hard. Yep, I do it like it's my job. I'm going in and I ain't going to get fired. Yep, they mad because even Kanye said I was off the wire. Yep, now I'm on my Lupe Fiasco because it must be a show. Must go on. Oh, man. Yep, I said I was working out on these songs, so I was getting real strong. Damn, I can go real, real long. It was a long journey. Most ain't heard of me. I'm done living every day like it was a hurry. I told him I got more courage and more of it coming. You want an encore, ask Jay-Z. He give you more. I got more in the store. They going to rock it up to the ceiling, to the floor. They banging through the door. They saying the kid giving it to him. It's more than music, so of course I gotta do it. Life already been through it. Now I'm coming in like I'm the truest. They should have knew it. I'm such a nuisance.
Ooh-wee. Man, the brother always got something to say when he come through and he spit. Y'all want to hear this brother spit, come check him out right here on For the Record Radio. 7 days a week, 6 p.m. West Coast time every day. It's 929-477-2425. Shout out to my guy, Dev Jersey, in the building. What it do? Real talk, man. So right now, what we're going to do, the callers are lit right now. So let's, matter of fact, let's jump into one song right quick. Do we got my daddy? Do we have my daddy on here? G-Web track, man. That was a dope track. I was feeling that, man. We don't have that track. We don't have that track. Okay. G-Web, do you have a song that you would like to play on here? Ooh-wee. What is that? G-Web, you in the building?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We just played a beat to a song right quick. I wonder if you can actually let me know what the song is.
That song's called Greg Webb.
Who is the artist on that track?
If you're looking for my daddy song, That's not the one. My Daddy song is.
Bad.
What's that?
Yeah, my bad, man. That track was definitely dope, man. I was listening to it in my email, man. But this track right here that's playing, tell us about it, man. What's up with this track?
Greg Webb, that was just a track that I came out with that me and my producer got together, and we was thinking, you know, hey, we need something that the name of the album is called Greg Webb, so, you know, we need something to kind of identifies you as who are you, how you going to come out on this. So the track basically comes out, letting you know who I am and what I'm here to do, at least before COVID and all that stuff hit, and before I stopped promoting the album for the reasons that I had. Like I told you, I got into trucking and stuff, so that slowed me down a lot on my progress with the entire album once I became a CEO of the company. So this particular track was on the way of just kind of letting people know in the industry, this is how I'm coming and this is who I am.
So this is more like just an introduction of yourself and what you plan to do.
Well, the first verse is kind of like that, and then I kind of break it down a little bit more spiritual in the other verse.
See that? Let's get it right here, the control room. My man G Webb is in here. Fly Gaza, play that track.
Christ. I got this hunch choked up like an anaconda. I'm coming out gun blazing like marijuana. I'm so free in the industry like Benihana. Hotter than the bonnet, put you over my knee and spank you like your father. You think you're getting it? Homie, you ain't getting on. Great web, if you ain't get the fire started. I get it cracking all night with God on my tight. Before the end of the night, you gonna see the light. You can find me in the club. In the club, God's trying to reach.
Greg Webb, on the block like it's a heist. A pound of pavement for Greg Webb, on the block like it's a heist. A pound of pavement for Greg Webb, on the block like it's a heist. A pound of pavement for Greg Webb, on the block like it's a heist. A pound of pavement for Christ.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. Jibby be jab, to gibberish, when is it gonna end? I'm like a with a new trend. The wisdom out of my mouth, you cannot comprehend. The world gave you a shovel, you took the break, you win. Swimming in the pool, the quicksand that you're drowning in. Christ born a man, but you ain't listening. I was born to be a soldier for the son of man. Get ready, homies, there's a war coming to our land. They're bringing Russians in, then the camps are opening. You will believe when your family start calling them.
Man, shouts out to my guy G-Web once again, man. Another dope track right there. If you guys want to follow this brother, man, Google him, man. Or if you don't have, if you don't, you know, you want to find more about him or whatever like that, just give us a call right here on the control room or for the record radio. We can let you know about it. The phone number to dial is 929-477-2425. And we can allow you, you know, to hear some of his tracks that we have here on deck. And, you know what I'm saying? He's a dope brother, man, a real good brother, man. Man, shout out to Mr. Boss Player once again. So it's around 6:45. It's 6:48 right now, a little 3 minutes over. You know, guys know what we normally do around that time. We allow whoever is the next caller to control the room for the last 15 minutes of the show. So, hey, G-Web, so this is a little something how we do it, man. This is the, you know, the control room. So for the last 15 minutes, we allow, like, an artist to call in and, you know, and control the show. So, in fact, if you don't mind, let's go ahead and take this next caller and allow this person to control the room. Next caller,
all right.
Your name is We From.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. It's your boy, Simi Sainar, repping Jersey. You already know what the fuck it do. Cuz, what up?
What's up, Simi?
You already know the vibes, my guy. Shout-outs to G-Web in the room. I'm listening, brother, man. I'm listening. We all need viewers and people to listen. I hear everything. That last track was hard as a motherfucker. So, Kush, check this out, brother, man. Yo, I ain't never
What's
did
up,
this
bro?
Before, but this room is officially under control. You already know the movement. You already know the movement. I've been waiting a long time for this. Shout out to my boy Flock, guys. You already know the vibes. Pops and the whole For the Record Radio. Y'all my second family. Hey, yo. So let me tell y'all a little something real quick. I'm in a good mood tonight. You know, I'm back on top of my health. I had a few health issues over the week. You know, I'm back to my normal little cocky self. So check me out, yo. I got a podcast every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time, and I have it 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Central Time. Back to that. How you doing, G-Web?
I'm doing good, my boy. I'm doing good. I'm just sitting right here enjoying the show, man, just chilling out.
Sir, I got a few questions for you. I've been listening all show, and I was hoping I was able to control the room so I can get a little bit of time to talk to you.
You got a little bit of time, brother. Whatever you ask away.
Hey, yo, so my question to you is, with that said, yo, with all the music you hear going on right now, and, you know, I'm not here to discredit anything at all, but with all the new school artist music that you hear, and, you know, I have yet to hear a person with your style, and it's so diverse and unique and different than what I'm used to hearing. And honestly, it intrigued me. What made you go about your style in that manner and switching it up?
Man, you know, number one, I appreciate the love on that, bro. It means a lot to me as far as, you know, that's a good question. You know, today I said it on an interview the other day. I don't knock or mash anybody who's you got this genre and you know this generation of what they're about now, and you know, and I'm an 80s and 90s mm-hmm. kid, so I just kind of brought, you know, what I kind of grew up with as far as you know, I mean, just the hardest rappers back then on the rap side used to just get me, the ones that got me motivated the most, got me amped the most, believe it or not, you know, it was half West Coast and it was half East Coast, you know, and, it was just that energy that had me going, in my mind, like, man, I wish I could bring some energy like that. And number one, even rap like that, you know, I wasn't really I dabbled with it, man. I was like a, you know, I would try to do battles, and I got some friends online that they've been online and they're listening to the show, and we went to a party one time. And this is one of a million. And they kind of set me up at a party. Back then, they used to call me Buster. You know, I know what we, you know, what they really call a Buster nowadays. You know, back then what a Buster was, right? But they called me Buster, like, you know, like almost like Buster Rhymes, you know. And yeah. And so, but we have a crew. It was called Legends Party Crew back in the day. So we are legends. We are all still friends to this day. I mean, it's very rare.
Hell,
you have friends,
my brother,
for almost 30 something years. You know what I mean? We're still tighter than white on rice. You know, so they kind of put me up to a battle one day, and I got
you hear calling
like no other. What's that? Anybody there? Hello. Kush.
Yo. My bad, man. King Kush Money in the building. Shout out to my guy, Simi. Something happened to his phone. A little technical difficulties. But, man, we definitely are listening to you, G-Web, man, on where you basically, like, originated your style from, man. So salute to you, man. Keep doing your thing, man. We got a lot of callers on deck still, and we only got about 6 minutes left for the show. Let's go ahead and jump into another call. Your next caller, state your name is and where you from.
Hi, my name's Desiree. I'm actually G-Web's daughter. I'm from Maywood, California.
How you doing, Desiree? Nice to hear from you. G-Web's in the building.
G-Web.
I guess that's D-Web. I'm G-Web and you got D-Web, man. You got the webs all around.
Hey. Already.
Thanks for calling in, baby.
Hi, Daddy. I'm just calling in to show some support and love.
That's dope right there, G-Web, man. You got your daughter calling in, man. Is there anything that you want to let your father know? Is there any, you know, you want to request a song or?
I don't know. I like all of his songs, but I did want to say that I really love my dad's music, and I think everyone should listen to it more. Everyone who's listening right now should listen to it more after this. It's all really good music. I remember when my dad would perform in churches, I grew up listening to his music, and we were like, my oldest sister and I would be on stage with him passing out CDs and stuff, and his music would always, the energy in the room was always amazing to be around. Everyone was jumping and singing along, you know. His music is, I don't know, it works wonders. Sometimes I'm really religious too. Personally, I'm a Christian because of my parents as well. And his music, sometimes I'll listen to it on my own. I don't think he knows that, but I'll listen to it every now and again on my own. And it, I guess I could say helps, I don't know about restores, but it boosts my faith. I don't know. It just does something. Yeah.
Man,
I didn't even know that. I mean, and I didn't pay
her for
that
right there.
I didn't pay her for that.
You sure you didn't pay her to say that?
I didn't pay her. I think I owe her some Chick-fil-A or something.
she going to be like, Dad, did I do a good one? Yeah, you did a good one. All right, now you know what you owe me. I need some Chick-fil-A.
She's texting me right now. Say you owe me Chick-fil-A. She just texted me right now.
I did not.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Oh, man.
I texted that earlier.
Oh.
But thank you, Mom. I appreciate the love. And if we do, we got a couple minutes left. Mr. Kush.
Mm-hmm.
I would request the last track because I don't know how many. I don't think we could get them all. So, I would like to do "Daddy" to close it out with. It's a personal track, and I really feel that type of track would reach many people that have had a kind of a situation that song's talking about. If we can do it, and if not, it's all good. But I'd like to put that as the last track. There's the Daddy song.
That is a really good track.
That is a dope track. I really like it. But we're actually going to go to a little overtime tonight, man. So if you want, actually, we don't have that track. I know you sent it to me, but we don't have that. But let's see. Can we play?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, how about that? Can we play that right quick?
Yeah, you can play that one. That was a good one too, bro, to be honest with you.
Man, all your tracks is good. All your tracks is good, okay?
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate
right
it. You know, we,
man, we
get into it, brother. Get into it, man. We can do the thing. That song's called, that track was called Judas Kisses. That's basically being backstabbed and left for nothing by the people closest to you in the industry.
Man, the beat is, oh my goodness, man. The beat is tough, bro. You did your thing once again, and man. Listen, we got a few minutes left, man. Like I said, I can talk more and more and more. You know what I'm saying? That'd be dope for my show. It's like 2 or 3 hours long. But we're working on it, man. And there's For the Record Radio to you, man. We coming, man. Actually, and you know what? We got Daddy in. So before we go ahead and play that track, we're going to jump into some more callers. We got 4 callers on the line left. We're going into overtime tonight. Yo, let's go ahead and jump into our next callers. Next caller, state your name is, where you from? Hello?
Yo.
Crack it. AD motherfucking cash out. Last lock on your motherfucking forehead. New York City, stand the fuck up.
Bob.
Ain't shit cooling this shit. Drinking this dirty water and all that. Ain't doing shit.
Real talk, man. I got my special guest, G-Web, in the building. Last slide.
Yo, them tracks is fire, too, by them, too. Word.
All right, man. I appreciate the love, my boy, for real. They've been sitting in the basement for a hot sec, man. I had to go dust them off a little bit and see if they can get some sunshine.
Yeah, definitely is. For the record, 7 days a week, you heard? Definitely going to get some sunshine here.
Hey, well, you're from New York, man.
I'm in New York,
huh? You need it. You need it over there, dog. Well, it's always raining.
No, man, that's Seattle, okay? It's always raining over here in Seattle.
Oh, hey, Chris, you know, I got you on that, man. My brothers live in Seattle, in Washington.
Yeah, my brothers
are out there.
Are you ready, man? Man, come on over here when you're ready, man. You already know we got to hit up the studio, man, do our thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm vibing
over there, too. Can't forget about me.
Yeah, man, I definitely want to throw a collab, man. I love your song Victory, bro, for real, Kush. And I really think that, you know, a little collaboration is a must. So,
you don't spoke it into existence, and you know it, so it's going to happen. All you got to do is show up.
No, it's gonna happen because I'm gonna go. I'm set. My brother, we've been talking about me taking a trip out there to see him in Seattle. He just got done doing his whole backyard. My brother. I'm going out there for real, and like I said, you we're gonna go get some food.
Man, let's get it. Hey, come on! Before I came to Seattle, I was 150. You want to know?
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm almost 260 right now, bro.
I'm glad I ain't there because I weigh 315 right now, dog, and I'm afraid to come back, go to Seattle and come back here weighing anything more than 315.
Oh, man, well, we going to eat some more, but 83 cash out. Yo, shout out to your songs, man. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to the whole Landslide, man. Shout out to the family out there, man. Hey, check this track out right quick. Hold on.
Hey, Kush.
I can see the hate from miles away, but I'm a...
Hey, right here, last night. What's up, brother? Go ahead, my bad.
Hey, I didn't know what you was doing. My bad. Hey, I wanted to tell you before we left, man. I wanted to give a shout out to my daughter, Destiny Webb, man. She's. I told you, I'm gonna send a track to you, one of the songs that she did, man. And you know, like I said, it runs in the family, so that track is fire. You know what I mean? So she's barely gonna be 20 years old, man. She's 19 right now, and ain't no one heard this track, man. So when all is said and done, I just wanted to throw a shout-out to my daughter, Destiny Webb. You heard Desiree Webb. That's my other baby, that the one that showed all the love to me earlier. She gets down on break. She's a dancer. She gets down on some dancing. They went to the performing arts in Los Angeles. So they had almost 3 years of some, you know. Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing.
We ain't done. We ain't done. We're going to play more tracks. We're going into overtime right now. You know what I'm saying? So let's just go ahead. Y'all sit tight right now. Put on your seatbelts. This is Control Room right now. We got 83 Cash Out. We got haters right here. New York City. Stand up. Let's go. The Control Room, baby.
I can see the hate
from miles away, but I'ma still be me at the end. Loyalty is gone.
I can see them sliding and they watch but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, they give you dab and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, you better stay out my way. Steady hanging on us cause they mad, they can't jack our way. It's a landslide, but right now I'm with the cool up. They try to knock us down cause they saying we were too hot. All eyes on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, they don't know what to do with us. Yeah, yeah, I heard these niggas want me dead. I ain't no killer, but no push me, I ain't scared. So I gotta keep it on one in the head. Just in case a nigga run up, I can feel his ass with lead. Steady mobbing with my gangs, but niggas know that I'm crip. They say cash out where you come from, cause you stay dropping these tips. Dropping bombs back to back, they thinking I'm a kind of flex. They don't wanna see me win, rather me dead or in that jam. This is Wells, put me on, no friends trying to come along. Now they trying to jack my way, they see a youngin' going up. It's trades up to my day. That loyalty is all I know. Had to cut some ties with people just so I can level up. I can see them flying and they watch but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, they give you dab and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, so you better stay out my lane. Steady hanging on us cause they mad, they can't jack away. It's a land, but I'm with the goo-wop. They try to knock us down, say we was too high. Whole lives on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, don't know what to do with us.
I can smell they hate, they pocket watching, these is robbing me. I lost a lot of faith, can't conversate, I gotta make it brief. I got demons, I'ma comfort them before they come for me. And before I chase a thought around, I'd rather chase the Hennessy. How you with me if you ain't can tell by the way you moving? Please don't play me like I'm stupid, you love me, you gotta prove it. Wanna put me in the box, but they see me and never shoot it. I be on your landslide and them niggas be acting foolish. I know they sick when they see us on TV. And I can't trust you motherfuckers cause niggas be greedy. But now I'm flexing on you niggas, I'm eating my Wheaties. No competition, swear I feel like I'm barely competing. Just being rugged, depressed and beat it, you niggas broke. They couldn't measure my money long as the telescope. We found niggas, she do me, then she gon' do the bro. You gon' dick if you hatin', don't make me let it blow.
I can see them flying and they watch but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back then give you dab and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth so you better stay out my lane. Steady hanging on us cause they mad they can't jack away. It's a land but I'm with the goo-wop. They try to knock us down say we was too high. Whole lives on us got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up don't know what to do with us.
Knows I want to pull it. I know I'm older now, still trying to figure out why you beat my mama and my brothers down to the ground. I remember every place, the look in your eyes when you put your fist through mama's face. I have a memory of fears for so many years, and only God knows why they won't erase. I remember you were sniffing the line, coming home to mama, then going out of your mind. Put your fist through the wall, the beat is down the dogs, mama screaming at gold, she just wanna die. I'm trying to get the demons out of my head, 33 years old, still wet in the bed. I know it's bad, but it's the truth, my nerves are shot for more than nightmares of my youth. In the ditch, bitch. Yes, I know, that sounds a bit tragic. Oh, you ready for this? Cause it's a classic. Daddy love black magic and in the hills with the witches is where he practiced. He sacrificed animals from my family souls. But I told my daddy I wouldn't have it. I guess my life was a little gall. Some would shake his eye. And only God knows I won't stop. I remember when my mama busted in my room. Tears in the eyes. Mama, what did I do? She put her hands around my throat and started to squeeze. I'm crying, mama, please. Mama, please. She choking me out. I'm screaming for help. She told me, you ever touch a woman, I'll kill you myself.
Why did my daddy say?
Yeah. Dope beat, dope track right here on the control room. Thank y'all.